It was one of those games where nobody could get a big lead there. You guys led it for a good chunk of the ball game. Couldn't lead by more than 6 points there, and never led by fewer than one there. Second, third, and fourth quarters, I think you have to be pretty proud about how your team was, you know, kind of able to survive with about a full new, cast of newcomers to the varsity.
Absolutely. Yeah, we just, I mean, we celebrate every win. We just leave in the locker room. That was about as much fun as I've had in the locker room after a game. Just because of the work and everything that these guys have gone through. You know, we lost a majority of our starters last year, and we're replacing about 95% of our scoring. And, today's game is probably a sign of things to come as far as defensively. You know, we had some breakdowns, but you hold that team to 41 points. I mean, our defense was doing something right. And, you know, I thought we did for the majority of the time. Just a great job. And we had some young guys really step up. With Gus, you know, his size is just crazy because, Walker was, you know, he kind of has his way with us, you know, the last couple of years. We didn't have a lot of size. And I thought when he came in, he just really struggled, you know, with his size and Sawyer and pushing him around a little bit and being physical, kind of getting under his skin. I thought Sawyer did a really good job out on the perimeter with him. But Dylan came in and knocked down some big ones. You know, Lawson played, you know, his butt off on defense and offensively, you know, knocked down some shots and a free throw. And a lot of guys, that are new and really stepped up. You know, Isaac had a couple of rebounds that were just big for us, you know, early on. And it got a little ugly, but, you know, we're going to win with defense. And, we were able to do that tonight. But I don't want to go back and replay that shot from my viewpoint because it was on the money. I thought it was good.
I was just going to ask you about that. If you thought that was going in, I thought as well. But, man, thank goodness. I don't know if there was some gust of furnace turning on that maybe pushed you a little left there. But
it seemed like, you know, that fourth quarter, you know, they amp up the pressure. And we just really never settled in. You know, we didn't look like we were real comfortable with it. You know, a lot of that is the new guys, you know, is the younger guys, you know, they're just kind of unsure. And that happens, but it just, the way the ball was bouncing, you know, they were trying to get, you know, they kind of got all those loose balls. It seemed like in the fourth quarter and, the ball that they threw up to the shooter right here, you know, if Harrison turns his head a split second before that, he steals it. And so I'm just like, oh gosh, you know, here comes another, you know, dagger. Cause last year they hit one on us, you know, right at the end of the third quarter. And it seemed like last year we'd given up like buzzer beaters left and right. So, I was holding my breath and, luckily it didn't go in, but I'm just so proud of those guys. You know, there's a lot of doubters, when it comes, you know, to my guys and, a lot of them aren't, you know, that your typical basketball player. And that's just fine because, if we're going to win 43-41, we're going to do it with toughness.
Yeah, you guys were tough there. That's a gutsy performance there. But, you know, you had your steady leaders there with Harrison and Sawyer. They only scored 2 points. I thought Blaine Culp had a nice game, 4 points. He did a lot of little things as well. But you mentioned Gus there, and you mentioned earlier with Lawson, and, well, Carter had some nice shots. And Dylan Metzger pulls up and drains back-to-back threes. He was 0-for-1 from three there. And, you know, he looked confident there in the fourth quarter. He had all your points in that final 8 minutes.
Yeah, he can shoot the ball, and he knows it. So he's got we talked to him. We're sitting on the bench talking to those guys that are out. And one of the things that, you know, Austin Tone and Dylan and Lawson really give us is the shooting ability. Lawson does it on both sides, whereas, you know, every once in a while, you know, Dylan and Austin get a little bit lost. And I just told him, I said, you guys are, you know, you need to be in the rhythm of the game, so you need to be in for more minutes. And in order for that to happen, you just got to, you know, step it up just a little bit on defense. And man, Dylan took it to heart. You know, he gets a loose ball steal down here. He got in there and started battling. And that just gets you into the game. It gets you into the flow of the game. And I think we saw that, you know, he stepped into a couple big shots for us late.
Big victory to get to 1-0 on the year here, and then you get a home opener here with Great Bend team coming up on Tuesday nights. It's kind of you get the whack part of your schedule here Tuesday and Friday there with Great Bend and Liberal, but opportunity to play at home on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, it's always fun to play at home and in front of all the not the fans. It's I'll tell you what, this was the about the strangest thing I've ever done as far as coaching goes. It was. And you were way too close, I think. So, I think everybody can hear, but, it's so strange. You know, the first half got over and it almost didn't seem like we were playing. As far as it just wasn't that, that noise, yeah. that passion, that, you know, that kind of excitement that you get from, you know, fans screaming at a ref or whatever it might be. It was a little strange, you know, and hopefully that rule gets changed. You know, if it doesn't, you know, I hope the fans can, you know, start coming back after the 28th or whatever, but it's pretty different in here.
It almost felt like summer ball atmosphere.
It did. You know, it's like an MAYB tournament with announcers.
Yeah, you're right there. But fun win here for you guys here, 43-41. This is a great confidence builder for your young team. Coach Brian Gentry here post-game. Thanks, as always, Coach, here. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.